In the Asaras HaDibros, which we will read the Shabbos, so we know the love of Lo Signov. In Rashi comments, based on Chazal, Begoniv Nefashos HaKosav Medaber, Lo Signovu Begoniv Mamon. O Enu El Azeh HaGoniv Mamon, Ulhanim Begoniv Nefashos, Amis Dava Halam Minyom, Ma Lo Siltzach Lo Sinov, Medaber B'Dava Shechayov and Olav Mises Besdin, Av Lo Signov, Dava Shechayov and Olav Mises Besdin, which is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, Lo Signov refers to Gnevis Nefashos, kidnapping, because it's a capital offense, and the context of the Pesukim, Lo Sirtzach, and so on, are capital offenses. And Lo Signovu, in Sefer V'Yikra, is dealing with Gnevis Babin, stealing. However, if you look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchus Gneva, the Rambam says, Kol HaGonev Momin HaShove Pruta Ulamala Ova Losa says Shenema Lo Signov. So, it's difficult. The Rambam should have cited Lo Signovu. So I heard from the Rav that he said that according to the Rambam, after we have the drasha of Lo Signovu, which relates to Mammon, so subsumed under Lo Signov is also not only Gnevis Nefashos, not only kidnapping, but also Lo Signov Gnevis Mammon. And just a raya to the Rambam would be from the Mechilta, because the Mechilta says, this is quoted in Rashi, Mavra ozen li rotsu mikol sha'a evavim shibiguf. Why is it by a nirtza that we drill his ear if he wants to be an eved, first to stay as an eved beyond his term till the yovel? Amrab Yochan ben Zakei ozen zos sheshoma al hasinai lo signov v'holach v'gonov. So Yiratza. So that's why the ear, because that ear which heard on Hasinai, Lo Signov, and still stole, that's why that ozen is drilled. So you see that the Lo Signov at Hasinai is referencing also Gnevis Mammon. So the question then is, according to the Rambam, if Lo Signov is referring also to Gnevis Mammon, why isn't it a lav hanitel lasovis mises bezdin? However, the Rama says at the beginning of Hilchus Gneva that there's no malchus on this lav because it's nitel tashnumin. And the Rama says at the beginning of Hilchus Gzela that there's no lav on Lo Sigzol because it's in lav nita glase, because of the mitzvah hashava. According to the Rambam, that they're all subsumed under Lo Signov, it should be also lav hanitin lasavas mises bezdin. But I heard from the Rav also that you see, since that if it's concluded Lo Signov is Gnevis Nefashos as well, Lo Sign and Gnevis Mammon, that the Issa Gneva is not only for the Chesor and Mammon, but the Issa Gneva is for the Maisa Gneva itself. And therefore, the Rav said that by Gneva, if it's Pochus Mi Shavapruta, it's not only Issa of Chatzi Shir, but you're over on the Lav, because for the Maisa Gneva. I remember once speaking to the Rav about whether there's an Issa Gneva on Yisurei Hanor. If you assume that Yisurei Hanor, discussion of Chronim, that there's ownership on Yisurei Hanor. And he thought, maybe yes. I remember having the conversation with him, just he gave the shiur, and he had to leave the shiur early, he said, because he was going to Rav Lazer Silver's Levi in Cincinnati. And I remember him telling me as he was leaving, he said, if the people who were blazing silver to the toiva to will be at the Levaya, the whole city of Cincinnati will be filled. But indeed, I heard subsequently that there weren't many people at the Levaya. The blazing silver was already, when he died, was a very old man. And But I know the Rav always had an extremely high regard for the Blaze of Silver.